Now, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Q2, inflation, the war, it's all on. What do we say? It's four-ish, isn't it, roughly?
Yeah, but it's inflation day, Mike, and after all the sporting excitement of the last few days, we're going to have an excitement gap. So we've got to fill it with something. So we're going to fill it with Q2 inflation. What could possibly be better? So CPI inflation for the second quarter being released by Stats New Zealand today. Look, in some senses, it's historic, isn't it? It's already happened. And if it's actually, if it's a little bit over or a little bit under expectations, I think the RBNZ has made it quite clear that they're worried about a sort of a re-acceleration of growth and a sort of related higher level of inflationary expectations. And they're worried about that working its way into pricing behaviour and, hey, presto, you've got inflation. So sort of, if it's a little bit over, a little bit under, I don't think it changes that dynamic. Look, there isn't another dynamic at the moment I think is quite interesting, because this re-escalation of the Middle East hostilities, you know, the oil price has gone back up. So that puts some short-term pressure potentially back on inflation, which could yet again put the brakes on that sort of, you know, on the economic recovery. Now, and in the last week, I don't like to mention this, but we've had a little bit of cold water sprinkled on that little burst of optimism we were feeling. You know, we've had the REINZ, the quite softer housing market, card transactions were a little weaker, downward revisions to migration. So look, there's a lot going on. And a bit of a higher level of competing forces, I think, but the RBNZ playbook is clear. Reset the official cash rate closest to neutral. So these sort of potentially higher fuel prices and a slower return to more normal inflation could sort of potentially increase the RBNZ concerns about inflationary expectations becoming unanchored. So that's a lot of the sort of context. Market's forecasting 1.4% for Q2 inflation, 4% for annual. Split that down, 2.5% for tradable inflation, 0.6% for non-tradable. Fuel's the culprit. Three-quarters of that lift is down to fuel. The RBNZ recently forecast 3.9%, but that was prior to the release of those selected price indexes last Friday for the month of June. The RBNZ is committed, Mike, to moving the OCR up. The speed and frequency of those steps that they will take will be driven, by, I think, by what the inflation outcomes are. But I'm excited. Looking forward to it.
As you should be. Now, are we picking winners here? This cement thing's fascinating, isn't it?
I think this is one of the most interesting stories that's come out. It didn't get the coverage it should have gotten yesterday, and it's a fascinating one because there are so many aspects to it. So look, feels like I think this could become a bigger story over time than the importance of the actual dollar value that's involved. So Fletcher Building, we all know who they are. They're listed on the ASX, listed on the NZX. They've been a regular feature on the front pages of Business News over the last few years, courtesy of, you know, tough time with big building projects, cost overruns, possible legal issues in Australia. But it also owns Golden Bay Cement, which supplies roughly 60% of New Zealand's cement requirements. Now, in conjunction to Fletcher Building's NZX announcement yesterday, Nicola Willis, the finance minister, announced that Cabinet had signed off allocating $60 million in exchange for Fletcher Building continuing to manufacture cement in Northland. Now, here's the out. It is referred to as a specific one-time response to an exceptional set of circumstances. So that's the get-out-of-jail-free card that is going to be played on this when it's debated in future. But basically, Willis said ministers were advised that due to rising costs, Fletcher Building was considering closing Golden Bay Cement, which makes clinker, which then goes into the cement manufacturer, in favour of an import-only model. Now, the government's saying the role of Golden Bay Cement is absolutely critical. We need cement for infrastructure, all that sort of stuff. It's also Northland's biggest private employer. So the difference, though, between domestic production and imported production is a policy platform in the background, because it's carbon costs. So this is what makes this an absolutely fascinating topic. Now, Fletcher Building have to commit to continuing producing cement until 2040. So they've got to invest about $150 million. That's pretty much what their average spend was over the last decade. This is an interesting deal, Mike. It's kind of out of the blue. No one's expecting it. Fletcher Building's been actually going okay recently. Their share price got down to $2.80 in April. Since then, it's climbed to $3.75. Very fascinating story, this one.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk to Chris Bishop about it later. Right, numbers.
The Dow Jones is down 131 points, 52,015, 0.25% fall. The S&P 500 is up 0.21, 16.7473, and the NASDAQ is up 152 points, 0.6%, 25,672. The FTSE 100 lost 0.71% yesterday, 76 points, 10,524. The Japanese market was closed. They had Marine Day. They went out and had a swim at the beach. Shanghai Composite was up 32 points, 0.85%, 3,796. The ASX 200 lost 5 points yesterday, 8,791. And the NZX 50 up 1 point yesterday, 13,696. One Kiwi dollar will get you 0.5845 US, 0.8345 Aussie, 0.5121 euro, 0.4352 pounds, 94.96 Japanese yen. Gold is trading just over $4,000, 4,004. Brent crude at $88.95.
Yeah, have a good one. See you tomorrow. Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher.